Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Don't confuse the talking head for the press. They really are two different things. And you and I won't disagree that there have been many times where both in concert, in tandem, have been working against honesty, transparency, just plain old decency. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. What I'm telling you is that the press is infuriated with Joe Biden. They're mad. They feel they got lied to. They feel they got duped. They feel that they're being treated poorly. What's happening with these documents? Classified documents at the UPenn Biden Center in two different spots. Classified documents at Joe Biden's home, two different spots where people had clear access to them. And the White House will not provide us with a list of who visits the home. This is a scandal that ends presidencies. The talking heads, the Joy Reads of the world or the Maddows, they won't, of course, admit to this. They also think that it's wrong for Republicans to be disgusted by the left's move to get rid of gas stoves. They bring up an awful idea that proves their ideology is just evil. Other people disagree about it, and then they claim, oh, what are you so worked up about? Silly. It's a weird, weird flex, but that's who they are. And they believe since they control that mechanism of controlling thought, TV, that they can just do this and get away with it. And they're amazed when it doesn't work and they just go about the mocking, right? First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win. I believe that's the methodology. This scandal is massive. There are national security implications everywhere. And anyone who says otherwise is lying, and they should be called a liar. And when they say, what about Trump? Trump's not the sitting president of the United States. Biden's had these documents in his possession for years. Who knows how many people saw them? And most importantly, he told us he didn't have them. He told us that it was important to actually secure these things. He was the one who claimed that we would have adults in the room and a transparent government. And that has not happened. It has not happened. Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, getting grilled beyond grilled for saying, hey, you told us that the search was complete, and then the next day we learned there's five more documents. So what else has been searched? Are there more searches underway? She can't answer it. We're like, we've addressed this from here. We cannot engage in this conversation. I'm going to be prudent. I'm going to let this ongoing review that is happening, this legal process that is happening, and let that process continue under the special counsel. Of course she can answer questions. She chooses not to. The press is disgusted by this. Peter Alexander, who's with NBC, was caught on a hot mic in the Oval Office. The president is there with Mark Rutte, Prime Minister of the Netherlands. They deliver remarks. The press, of course, is asking questions. And what's Biden doing? He's smirking. He's smiling. He just loves it when they scream questions and he doesn't have to answer. Joe Biden is a jerk. A pompous, arrogant, bitter jerk who had classified documents in his possession, and his son, who has a drug problem and lied on a federal form to purchase a firearm, had access to them, and he's smirking. And Peter Alexander was caught on a hot mic saying, I looked him straight in the eye and said it, and he looked back at me and didn't say a word. Will you commit to speak to the special counsel? He looked at me, didn't say a word. That is the, not the start, the continuation of the breaking dam of this press corps that has just had it with this garbage administration. We're not even discussing whether we agree or disagree with policy. We're discussing how the administration talks about things, deals with things, addresses things. These aren't adults. These are mamby-pamby nonsense children who have no idea what they're doing. They are driven by their emotions and their wokeness, not by a system. Joe Biden is not accessible. This administration is not accessible. They will lie to your holy damn face and not care, and then scream at you for noticing. What the press corps, especially in that briefing room, must do is turn against the talking heads and say they don't know what they're doing. They have to beat the talking heads, metaphorically, about the head and neck to get them to realize that this is real. This is a scandal. And there are some things, no matter your ideology, you're not supposed to protect. There are some things you're not supposed to protect. Joe Biden, in this moment, is one of those things.